about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Seb and Bella with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland state minister has been referred to the Crime and Corruption Commission, or CCC, over their involvement in a Sunshine Coast property development. The $24 million Mullaney development was rejected by a Sunshine Coast council in January, with the developer appealing the decision and stating that Deputy Premier and Minister for Development, Infrastructure and Planning, Jared Blahey, would join the appeal in order to protect state interests. Despite the appeal falling outside of the deadline, former Deputy Premier Cameron Dick stated yesterday that the developer was an LNP donor, suggesting that Minister Blahey should have consulted the Integrity Commissioner in regards to his involvement, and referring the matter to the CCC. The Minister's office dismissed the claims, stating that the claims and CCC referral is a desperate attempt to muckrake.
And Southern Queenslanders have been treated to a frosty morning today, as I'm sure you can tell, with minimum temperatures for parts of Southern Queensland reaching between 0 and 2 degrees on Friday. There's even a chance of frost forming across the state. Applethorpe in the Granite Belt, as well as Roma in the Menora, had the coldest starts in the state, getting down to just 0.3 degrees, a pretty chilly start for the first week of winter. The Bureau of Meteorology are predicting slightly warmer weather for the weekend, but if you're planning on venturing outside, make sure you bundle up.
In national news, the Socceroos have beaten Japan in a 1-0 victory that sets them on the path to play in the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Japan has bested Australia for 16 years, with Japan's Samurai Blue on a 21-match unbeaten streak in World Cup qualifiers. Just over 57,000 fans observed a mostly disappointing performance from the Socceroos in Perth last night, up until a shocking final-minute goal from Azeez Bayich.
Queensland Health is investigating two cases of locally acquired malaria identified in the Torres Strait Islands local government area. In the most recent report, Queensland Health stated 97% of the now 71 total reported infections this year had come from overseas, predominantly the Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands areas. The annual mean number of cases in Queensland of the curable disease over the last 5 years was 33. Following the first recorded infection, and shortly before the second, two public health teams were sent up to Saibai Island in May.
In international news, the New Zealand Parliament has issued record suspensions to three Maori MPs today regarding their protest on the Parliament floor last year. The Maori Party's leaders, Rauiri Waititi and Debbie Ngarua Packer, were issued 21-day-long parliamentary bans, the longest suspensions on record, with a fellow Maori Party parliamentarian being banned for 7 days. The bans come after the three performed the haka on the parliamentary floor last November to protest a bill that intended to reinterpret the Treaty of Waitangi.
Now, for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds throughout the morning. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with expected maximum of 21 degrees. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. Now, that's all for your news at 11am. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Hot off their first two singles, This Ain't My Town and Running, Deadhead Redemption